purposed sanctification. The believer's sanctification arises solely in God's eternal decree. Before he framed the world, God purposed that he would have a people for his very own, electing them out of the mass of fallen humanity, decreeing that his Son should accomplish their salvation, and that his Spirit should apply his Son's work, and so bring the elect out of that fallen, sinful mass to be his own separated people. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And all that follows by way of the believer's sanctification flows inevitably and directly from this eternal decree of God, as accomplished by his Son and applied by his Spirit. In prosecution of his decree, God takes ruined, hopeless, helpless sinners and makes them saints.